Hey everyone, it's Jack from Radio Laurie. I'm here talking today with Abdullah from The Keystone. He's the Keystone Editor-in-Chief. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Awesome. I'm great. Why don't you tell me a bit about The Keystone, yourself, and sort of what your role at The Keystone is?
Sure. So Keystone is the yearbook, is the Laurier's yearbook that's made each year. It includes all campuses, the Milton campus, the Brantford campus, and the Waterloo campus. Now, the name Keystone is giving you a history lesson, I guess, a little bit. The name Keystone was traditionally for the Waterloo campus and for the Brantford campus, they refer to it as the Carnegie. And in the past, there used to be separate yearbooks for both the campuses, but as things have progressed, now Keystone yearbook, or in other words, the new yearbook is known as the Keystone and Carnegie yearbook 2024-2025, the one that I'm making. It's going to include all the campuses. Currently, we don't have a name for the Milton campus. So the name of the yearbook is just going to be Keystone and Carnegie. But it's the Laurier yearbook, which just catches memories of the academic year, of that of that one academic year. And we take pictures at them in the yearbook, memories, events. And on top of that, people that are graduating, that's what the yearbook is there for, people leaving. So yeah, that's awesome. A little bit about the yearbook and some history, I guess.
Very nice. That's really cool. I do remember when they kind of merged. I being a Laurier, like a Waterloo Laurier student, I never really had a Carnegie, but I remember seeing the Keystone when I started working here, and then seeing them kind of come together was really fun.
Yeah.
You are the editor in chief.
Yes.
The yearbook. What does that all entail? Like, what are your responsibilities in the creation?
Yes. Okay. Great question. So, being the editor in chief of the Keystone Carnegie yearbook. Pretty much in other terms, you are the editor-in-chief, but also let's call it, you're the president of the yearbook in other terms. You're the one leading the yearbook department. So we work under WLUSIP, which is Wilfrid Laurier Student Publications.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people have not heard about WLUSIP, but yeah, it's an organization which is completely separate from Laurier. And they have their own departments, such as Radio Laurier, right now we're speaking. They have the Keystone, they have the Sputnik, and they have the newspapers, the Cord. And just like that, the editor, there's department heads for all of them. Now, being the Keystone editor-in-chief, that role involves making sure in that academic year, you get the yearbook made, first of all. Like, that's one of the most important goals, I would say. Like, being the editor-in-chief, you have to make sure the yearbook gets made. But on top of that, it's just freedom of just adding, you know, adding the things that need to be added. So in the yearbook, if you look at the past yearbooks, it just consists like events, memories of that year. And at the end, they have the people who are graduating, right? Now, what's the purpose of a yearbook? It's a yearbook of memories, right? It's about the past. So me being in this role as editor-in-chief, from what I've learned is, it's a lot of production. That is what, like all the basic stuff is, there's a lot of production. If you're not familiar with Adobe Illustrator or Adobe InDesign, no need to be scared. I myself started at WLUSIP as just like a volunteer, right? Actually, I started as a video editor working under Blueprint. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And from there, Martina, which was the previous editor-in-chief for the yearbook, she reached out for a production assistant. And I was like, why not? I mean, why not take a second role? So that way I kind of, you know, learned more about Adobe. And even now, editing the yearbook itself and being the editor in chief, like I would say, you don't need some crazy good skills to be to be able to make the yearbook, because you already have the pictures, the events already happening. You're not organizing these events, you know. It's just things happening on campus. You catch the memories, and you add them in the yearbook. And it's just it's honestly a great role to express your creativity, great role to learn, great role to collaborate, you know, great role to just, on top of that, I'll mention this, it's also a paid role, so it's a part-time position, you make money while working on campus, you can add this to your resume, so yeah, that's what the editor-in-chief has to do, I would say.
That's great, that's really nice, and you kind of touched on one of the best parts about working for a WLUSIP publication is that, like, we all kind of do different things, but you're able to kind of like go from one to the other and you're really able to get like a good, like broad kind of experience level of all different kinds of kind of editing and things. And you're still a student, correct?
Yes, I'm a third year student.
Awesome. Very nice. And that's, I think, something awesome about, yearbooks is that I feel like yearbooks, at least in my high school it was, I'm not sure about yours, but I feel like yearbooks are always made by the students.
Yeah.
Sure, because they kind of know what to highlight. So like, why would, I guess, like, try to pitch, like, why should someone get a yearbook?
Oh, why should someone get a yearbook? Okay, I like that question. So getting the yearbook is important simply because, like, from that year, let's say a first year comes and he joins Laurier, and a fourth year is about to graduate Laurier. Now, it's, let's say the academic year is 2024, 2025. Mm-hmm. Now, a person that's going to graduate, they're going to want the yearbook because their picture is in it, and in the grad pictures, right, they're graduating. So they would want the yearbook. But let's say a first year, they wouldn't really care too much about the yearbook because they're not graduating. But by the time you're graduating, people really get comfortable in university. They build a bond. They build connections. Mm-hmm. They feel comfortable here. It's a space where they just know people, and it's a society or let's say a community where they have, they made their mark, you know? Mm-hmm. And now that they're leaving Laurier, they're going to their professional lives, they're going to really miss the time they spent here at Laurier. So the yearbook for people who are graduating, for them, I think it's not that I need to market it, but like for them, they would want the yearbook just because they're graduating, right?
Yeah.
But in terms of like the new students, let's say the first year, second year, is why I'm saying, why I would say it's important for them to get involved or even just look at it, is because that way you just learn what you missed out on. As a first year, you're just trying to figure things out. As a first year, you're trying to go to events. Yeah. You're just trying to make friends. You're trying to learn, like, what do I do? And so a yearbook is just a place where you can, even if you missed everything that year, you were busy in classes, trying to figure out how to get comfortable. Mm-hmm. You could look at the yearbook at the end and be like, well, there was so much that happened. And I didn't know of it. But now I know that next year, probably greater things are happening. And, you know, I can get involved. I guess that's one way of...
Well said. I guess I hadn't thought of it like that. I was sort of almost like a catalog kind of like, here's all that you can do at Laurier.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And so how is this year's issue coming along?
This year's yearbook coming along? Yeah. I mean, it's going great so far. So last year, or I believe the year before last year, we had a new campus, the Milton campus. Mm-hmm. And it's really starting to, you know, things are starting off like PS students are getting enrolled there. Not a lot of courses, not a lot of majors, but still, you know, a new campus. It's in the works. So my role this year was definitely a part of my platform was to make sure that I add all the campuses together. Like I really try to make the year, because if this yearbook is for all the campuses, why only focus on the Waterloo campus? Simply because I study here. Yes, that's true. But if I want to take my role seriously, or if I do want to showcase that if this is the yearbook for all the campuses, I should actually add pictures for all the campuses.
Yeah.
And not just pictures that I just happen to find. If I'm making the yearbook, I want to make sure the quality of work is good. It's to a certain standard. So I personally, this semester, I'll be making trips with my photographers, with my lead editors to these campuses and taking pictures myself. Mm-hmm. I have a drone myself, so I'll use that drone. Yeah, to get some campus aerial shots.
Very cool.
And that way, also, like, this year's yearbook kind of showcase the other campuses. Mm-hmm. Just show them, like, here's the buildings.
Yeah.
You know? And also, like, if events are happening on other campuses and I happen to catch them, which I most likely will, I don't know about the Milton campus. But, yeah, still, like, show the campuses from outside. Show that Laurier is not just a Waterloo thing. Mm-hmm. It's a Brantford thing. It's a Milton thing. And it's a big community. And it all comes together to this yearbook. Mm-hmm. And like that's the extra step. Other things, just like, you know, adding some personal details. Like, let's say I'm an international student. Mm-hmm. So adding like more of an international, diverse, you know, inclusive way of looking at the yearbook.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I think it is. It's very important to make sure that we're always including all the campuses that are a part of Laurier. We have a studio out in Brantford. We have yet to have a studio out in Milton, but I definitely think that sometime in the next few years, we'll see that popping up. Very nice. Yeah, and I should have asked this earlier. How can students purchase a yearbook?
How can students purchase the yearbook? So before, when I came here, I thought you could just purchase it from the bookstore, but it turns out you can't.
Yeah.
So making it clear again, LUSIP is totally independent from WLU. So The reason we can't add the logo of Laurier on the yearbook is because they're two different things. And I don't even know if people...
It's interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Like it says WLU Students Publications because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It has a different logo. We can't add the Laurier logo. So If students want to purchase the yearbook, you just simply come to the Wolusip office, or you follow us on Instagram, Keystone Yearbook. We have a link to our bio, to our website. You could just order it from there. Get a pickup. You could figure out a pickup time, or you could get it delivered to you. So those are some of the ways you can actually. I would say the Instagram is the best way to like find more information. Just Keystone Yearbook, Instagram. Go there.
Yep.
You'll find information.
Awesome. Sweet. And are you still looking for volunteers?
Yeah. Currently, we're looking for photographers. Because the thing is, on campus, there's no limitations to the amount of memories being made.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially here in the Waterloo campus. Like, it's one of the biggest campuses with, I think, 20K plus students. Yeah.
It's a lot.
So, and with that, with like the student union, you know, with so many clubs, we had the Get Involved Fair. I went there recently. There's so much happening. So if students want to get involved, definitely we have... I would say there's no limitation to the photographer's position.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here at Lucid, we have our own cameras. Yes, we are limited to, let's say, a few cameras that all the departments have to share.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But, well, you know, there's always, we can always share. We can always collaborate. You know, but like now iPhones, phones, just phones are so good.
Yeah, they
like,
really are.
Yeah, like even last year, I remember last year's yearbook, like some of the great pictures were just taken on phones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like I would say now it's just so much happening on campus. So the roles that I would really want to put out there is just a photographer of a role out there, you know, like as many, like even if 20 people want to work as photographers for the yearbook, that's no problem for me, you know,
that's
because the yearbook has, you know, a lot of pages for pictures.
Absolutely.
A second thing would be if someone is really talented and passionate in terms of like Photoshop or editing or like more production based stuff. They're more creative and they feel like they can produce, you know, they're like editing. They're like more of like, let's say the post production work. Because I'm a film studies student myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I believe you're.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah.
Film. So the thing about being a film studies student is you kind of learn this pre-production, post-production, exhibition. You know, we have these, you're familiar with these terms.
Absolutely.
Distribution. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of the way I look at it. It's like pre-production is this, getting all the, you know, like on the ground stuff. Production is like making it. Planning it out, pre-production is planning it out. Production is actually like making it. And post-production is, okay, everything is shot. Everything has been, you know, now we have to, produce it. You have to, you know, edit it. So yeah, those are the only two roles. And maybe in the future, most definitely marketing is something as I leave, as I end my semester as editor-in-chief, I would definitely want in the future for there to be a position within Keystone for marketing specifically, because yes, the yearbook gets made, a lot of work gets put into it, but then the marketing, right there needs to step up. And I feel like if somehow I get the word out there, like some of the great clubs in Laurier, like AUS or like FOSSA, you know, like business, like why are they so out there? Because they market, they market, and marketing plays a huge step. It's everything. Yeah,
absolutely. Awesome. Well, that's really all the questions that I had prepped for you. Is there anything that you didn't get to cover that you wanted to talk about?
Sure. So I would say the yearbook is being edited currently. It's it's in production. It's in its final stages. We're going to stop accepting pictures from clubs around end of March. So if there are club members listening out there, let's say presidents or vice presidents, people who are volunteering for clubs, they have positions, they know clubs, they have a friend who works in a club, and you really think that club is good, it would be good to take pictures, you know? Like, I'm not saying we don't want to add pictures of clubs that are conducting forums in a classroom.
Yeah.
Because I understand, yes, being in a classroom is a huge part of Laurier as well, but like, the yearbook is all about the memories being made. Now, yes, finals, that's a memory. Everyone's in the hall, like taking a picture of that, adding that in the yearbook. Yes, that happens. That definitely, like, that's true. So, but like, if you definitely know of clubs that are having like paint nights or something cool, something physical, very visually pleasing and nice, and you want to capture it, just take a picture and send it over to our Instagram, and we'll happily add that in the yearbook, and we will happily... Yeah. You know, add your name in the yearbook as well. Like, we love showing appreciation. You'll get the credit and your name will be included. So, yeah, even if you don't want to, you know, work for Lucip or work for Keystone, but you have pictures on campus of memories you feel like are cool to add in the yearbook, reach out to the yearbook Instagram and we'll happily accept them or give you more information about it.
Awesome. Very nice. Well, thanks for talking to me today. It was great chatting with you. Go check out the yearbook Instagram at Keystone Yearbook, right about that?
Yes, awesome. Keystone Yearbook.
Sweet. And then keep an eye on the Radio Laureate's Instagram as well, and we'll be making sure to share your stuff so everyone can know what's going on, how you can get involved. And yeah, thank you everybody for tuning in.
Thank you very much. Bye.